Bible talks about testing all things. If you test yourself to the Holy Scriptures, what you're going to find out is, ask yourself, when were you ever changed in your heart and your mind completely by the Spirit of God, by the truth of God, so that everything about you, your life, your ways, everything has been transformed by the Spirit of God. The glorious thing about the Holy Spirit is He changes your heart and changes your mind. He calls you out of this carnal goat farms. Our testing shows you why. This is not good days only fest. This is not of Jesus Christ. This is a false savior that can't save you. This is carnal Christianity that cannot save. So Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teach them to obey everything He's commanded. But you're not obeying God today. You're entertaining yourself today. Entertainment is the God of America. God will reject that as worship of Him. You cannot worship God with the gods of entertainment. You have to be transformed, to be made new in your mind. And our testing shows you why, that this is a false savior that cannot save anyone, neighbor. Jesus said, I come into the world to seek all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And He calls them to repentance. He calls them to a new life. He calls them to holiness and righteousness. He calls them to be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Has that happened to you, neighbor? Do you still hold on to your pride, your vanity, your church system, your worldliness, your politics, your sports, your entertainment? If you love to fashion yourself up, you're not born of God. God's people want to be lowered. John 3:30, I must decrease so Christ can increase. Have you been decreased to where Christ is increased in your life? To where holiness and righteousness is now the desire of your heart? And that you want to walk in God's word and ways? You don't want to live like the world anymore. You don't want to walk as a child of Satan in his kingdom. 2 Corinthians 4:4. This is the kingdom of Satan that we're walking in. The church systems and these music fests are linked with the kingdom of Satan. Satan is so wise, he develops all this stuff to tease your itchy ears. The Bible says in the last days, they will not endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap up for themselves teachers. Teachers that have itchy ears, so that they can hear what they want to hear, neighbor. That's what you're getting here today. Fleshly music that's not of God. Worldly musicians that are not of God. Selling the music that they call, supposedly, that's of God. It's not of God. You cannot worship Christ in these false ways, neighbor. Truth. Jesus is not a good luck charm on a chain. Jesus is not a t-shirt or a hat. Jesus is not some carnival. This is a sick spiritual perversion. Jesus talks about perverse things. The American churchianity are spiritual perverts. Why? They perverted the Word of God. You're perverting the Word of God from its purity, simplicity, its truth. And you're following a system of Satan that cannot lead you to eternal life. Jesus didn't die so you could entertain yourself. This is not worship. This is entertainment. You've come here to entertain yourself, clearly not to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you look up our testing on good days, you're going to see why it's not of God. Jesus calls you out of the world to holiness and righteousness. if you come here or you walk through the world and you're not living for the biblical Savior, you have no hope of biblical salvation. Makes perfect sense. The Mormons, the Jehovah Witness, the Roman Catholics, they're all lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. The Catholics, the Evangelicals, the Baptists, the non-denoms, they're all teaching you a form of religion that is far from the truth of God, neighbor. Test yourself to see, what are you living for? The Bible says, what good if a man gains the whole world but loses his soul? Like the rich man who came to Jesus. He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, keep the law. He said, I've done that. Jesus said, sell everything, come and follow me. He couldn't do it. Why? What one thing he lacked. What one thing do you lack, neighbor? Do you lack loving God enough to leave the world for him? Loving God enough to leave Sunday church for him? Loving God to leave every false way? Loving God to come out of your pride, your vanity, your corrupt gospel? How about your pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday? Do you love God enough to leave all of those? How about will you leave your sports and your politics and your movies and your entertainment and video games? None of this is consistent with the holy God, neighbor. Christ calls you to goodness, truth, and righteousness. Without it, there's no hope of eternal life to come. We don't want you to lose your souls living after the pattern of the world. Satan is the god of this world, 2 Corinthians 4:4. Jesus said in John 17, my sheep are not of the world. So God's sheep are not of the world. And so you can't be like the world, of the world in any way. You got to turn and repent. Repentance, metanoia. Change your mind, change your ways, and come out of the world and churchianity and its false ways.